An Ohio lawmaker wants other lawmakers to pass a bill that would give police officers information about mentally ill people who've committed criminal offenses in their communities. In an interview with Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles, Republican state lawmaker Bill Beagle explains what his bill would do.
Well, the purpose is one of protection. And specifically, what our goal is to protect our peace officers who are entering a situation. If they have access to a person's name whom they may be encountering, and if this bill is enacted and if that person utilizes the LEAD system, they may find out that they're entering a situation where someone has perhaps been released, given conditional release, or has had some history of violence where they've come into contact with the court and have been released. Maybe they're required to go to treatment, maybe they aren't. And it might alter the way that they approach the situation. So they're just armed with more information.
Tell me about that. Why would that be important that they have that information?
Well, a couple of things, I would think. If you're law enforcement and you're going into a situation and you don't know what you're encountering, you know, every piece of information to help you answer questions would be better. And so if you know if you're dealing with somebody who has had some sort of contact with a court, specifically for violent offenses, and there were, mental issues, you might be on guard. And one, that's going to be for the peace officer's protection, so that they understand what they're getting into. And another thing is it ultimately, we hope it could benefit the suspect as well. You may approach a situation differently if you know that the behavior is being caused by mental illness as opposed to something else, and it might just lead to a better outcome for everybody.
Now, what kind of mental illnesses, mental conditions would be tracked?
Well, I don't know that it would go by what types of illnesses would be tracked. I think it's going to be driven by the offense and whether or not the court has ordered, mental health treatment, that type of thing. So whenever the court deems it necessary that this person should be seeking mental health treatment or is unable to, is unfit for trial, unable to stand trial for mental health reasons, whatever those types of reasons are is what would provoke, what would trigger this to be someone to be put into the LEAD system then.
Now, I would imagine that folks who have problems with this would say that there's a fear that these people would be discriminated against because their condition would be, their past would be made known, and it might be used for outside purposes. What about that?
Well, and that's why we emphasize that the LEAD system isn't available for the general public. It's not something that's searchable by public record, and therefore it isn't something that should be getting out. And ultimately it is for for everybody's protection, and it would be in there for as long as a person is required by the court to undergo treatment. For example, if you're only required to go under there for a period of time, then you're only going to be in the system for a period of time.
Republican State Senator Bill Beagle says the bill is named after former Clark County Deputy Suzanne Hopper, who was killed in the line of duty by a man who had been under court-ordered care. That man had been found not guilty by reason of insanity after an armed standoff with officers a decade before he shot and killed Officer Hopper.